Welcome back to BBB, Books, Bevs, and Babes, an irreverent virtual book club with two book-loving brown girls. I'm Shia.
And I'm Shenika.
Thanks for coming back, everybody. We are reading, we're talking about the book Every Summer After by Carly Fortune today. And we can jump into things. Let's just talk about our drink pairings first.
Yeah, I don't think we need to do a synopsis.
We don't really have to. Keep it real brief.
Yeah, keep it brief. I mean, okay. It's deja vu. Well, I paired mine with a spicy margarita, just like classic margarita, because I felt like this was like a really good book for to go back to. It was very nostalgic and it was refreshing. Not in terms of the book, because it's very similar to a book we just read.
It was.
But it was like refreshing and
I also chose a refreshing. I did a sparkling coconut water with yuzu, which is these little cans that you can get from Trader Joe's. And for kind of the same vibes, it was like summer by the lake vibes. So
It's funny because I'm in my hometown right now, and I literally was like, oh, this is a perfect book for where I am right now.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. You're saying you don't want to read the synopsis because this is basically a copy paste of Love in Other Words.
Yeah.
I want to know, when were these published? Because I want to know who published first.
Who stole from whom? Okay.
You know, maybe you could take a look. Okay, Love in Other Words. It's not written here in the audio, in the ebook.
I will find out right now.
Okay, so, but basically this book, Every Summer After, was, in my opinion, an even better version of Love in Other Words, which we liked. I don't know if you felt the same way, but I liked this book better. I thought it was better done and more realistic. Like, I thought the characters were more realistic. I thought, remember the problem that I had with Love in Other Words? I was like, who's like that obsessed with somebody for that long and doesn't get with anybody else? And there was all these things about Love in Other Words that I was like, their relationship didn't make sense to me. Like, they were so obsessed with each other, like beyond anything. And I thought it was an unrealistic relationship in that other book. Here in Every Summer After, I really believed the relationship much more between Sam and Percy. I thought that conflict that happened, you know, that they buried for so long was even more realistic and less so super tragic. And just it was all way more realistic. And I connected a lot more with the characters in this book than I did with that one. I don't know. I don't remember what I rated the other one, but I am going to be rating this higher, because if I had read this one first, I would have said fantastic. And then I would have read that other one and been like, who's making this cheap imitation? How rude. And
okay. Are you ready for this? Love in Other Words was published in 2018 and Every Summer After was 2022.
Okay, so this is basically Carly Fortune read Love in Other Words and was like, this is an unrealistic, bad version of this. I can do a version. And she did. She did. So so kudos, Carly. You did it. No, because I feel like she did what I... This is like, if I were to be a writer, I would do the same goddamn thing, because I cannot come up with my own... ideas very well. That's why I'm not a writer. I'm not a very creative person. But by God, do I have a lot of opinions. So if I were to write a book, I could just make a better version of the books that I didn't like. That's what I do. That's what we do, every time that we talk about the books at the end. I was like, if I were to do it, I would have done this and this and this way. That's what Carly did, and Carly got it right. So I am not mad about it.
I agree with you. First of all, I think you rated this Love in Other Words a 5. I rated it a 4.95.
I don't think I wrote it.
Really?
I don't think, no, we did that for you. No. You always get our ratings mixed up. That's how we rated for First Lie Wins. That was the best thing that we had read all year. I think I rated it 4.
Okay.
A 4 or maybe a 4.25, but it was a 4 definitely, because I had so many problems with that other book, with Love in Other Words, with the plot. I liked the book, but I was just it's not realistic. I don't believe in the story. It was fine. It was a well-written book and the ideas were okay. And I did like the twist at the end, because it kind of made the whole thing make sense, but there were so many like there were so many issues that I had with the plot with regards to their relationship and how unrealistic that felt to me that I couldn't go, I think, probably higher than a 4. I don't remember what I rated it, but it was certainly a good book and I recommended it to other people, but I think this one does it better. So if I were to recommend one, I left my lost, love at the lake book to somebody, it would be this one.
It would be this one.
Like, yeah.
I would agree with you. I think
Okay.
this one was, yes, a lot more relatable. My issue with this book is like, dude, yes, sleeping with like the brother is really bad, but you
Yes.
don't talk to somebody for 12 years, and
I
it was
mean,
like
but it's
a
not,
lot
it
of build
wasn't.
up.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, like, I got that. Like, he was busy, she was busy. She tried to get back in touch with him. He rejected her because he was pissed, and then they couldn't figure out their way back to that. She did sleep with his brother. That is really egregious.
Yeah.
And he did ask her to marry him,
And
and
she
she
said
said
no.
no. And so I can see how that would really close the door.
Yeah.
I really didn't like, I really felt like there it was a little bit glossed over, like her relationship with Charlie. They slept together that one time and then like they never sort of resolved that. But I guess they weren't friends. So
Yeah.
anyway, the whole thing does make sense to me. I think it was a better version of Love in Other Words. And I enjoyed this one better, even better. I like the other one too, but this one was better
Yeah.
for me. I was like crying during this one.
You
I was
were?
reading it. Yes, like the whole
Oh.
time. I was crying. I was like reading it in between patients. I was like crying my entire lunch break reading this while I was at work. Yeah, I mean, I'm a crier when I read. So I just was like just crying, like emotional, was keep going back to it. I kept trying to read between patients. Like I was really into it. I just remember texting you being like, this book is identical in almost
Yeah.
every way. But I like this one better.
There are certain aspects of Love in Other Words that I liked better than this one. I do like
Okay.
that Percy was like a budding writer. I loved that part of it, but I like that little detail, like their word of the day, their favorite word of the day and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like
Well, this one
I
had
thought it
that
was
too.
really
This one had
cute.
a, like three updates, remember?
Yeah, not
But see,
the same.
I thought the word of the day was like cheesy. I think
Oh, I loved it.
the three updates made more sense because it's like they were spending all this. I think it took into account that they were spending all this time apart from each other. And so when they first saw each other, they're not gonna ask about their favorite word or their word of the day. They're gonna ask like, "What the hell have you been doing all this time? I haven't been seeing you." And the fact that they like had relationships outside of each other, I thought was so much more realistic than the other book. Like I did not understand that relationship in that book. It was very idealistic and naive, and I felt like this one did a much better job of like of being I think realistic
I
in
didn't
a way that
remember
I could believe.
any of the names in the last book. I'm gonna forget.
Elliot. Elliot and somebody else. I think Elliot was
Elliot.
the boy. Yeah,
Oh.
I think.
Wasn't
I
there
don't remember the
Ryan
girl's
or
name.
Sean or Sam? Something like
Sam
that
is
too.
this one.
Sam. No. The fiance or boyfriend or something in the other one. The old man
I
with the
don't
kid.
remember at all.
See? That's so
Sean.
funny.
Sean. Sean
Sean.
was the,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't remember
Well,
the main character because the main character
yeah.
is always me. Copy paste.
Shia is the main character
Yeah,
of
don't bother learning. It's just always going to be me
that
in that situation.
All
Perfect.
right, should we get into our ratings?
All right, let's get to it. I know this is a short one, but you're on location. I've got kids running around downstairs, so let's m keep it snappy.
Well, and we already read the other book and discussed
We
it,
did.
so same.
There was no
Yeah.
real difference in plot except for the main driver was slightly different,
Yeah.
and I like this one better. Okay, so how would you rate your drink?
Oh, a classic margarita is always great. 5 out of 5.
Okay, so you
What about
said
you?
spicy when we did it. So is it
Yes.
classic or spicy? Okay, classic.
Classic spicy. Yes. Five
Okay.
out of five.
Okay. I did the sparkling coconut water. I like coconut water. I did not like it sparkling with yuzu. I gave this a 2, but it is refreshing. But it's just not for me.
Don't even know what yuzu is.
It's like a citrus fruit that is
Oh.
like it grows in Asian countries, I think.
Oh.
So it's more popular in Asian dishes and stuff.
Okay.
All right, how would you rate the writing?
I thought the writing was very good. I'm gonna say 5 out of 5.
Same. How would you write the plot? How would you rate the plot?
How would I
Don't write the
rewrite?
plot.
Let me
She wrote the
rewrite this.
plot
Maybe if I
differently.
can rewrite this one and see if it gets better.
No, this is the final, this is the final edit. This is the final edit. This is the final iteration, I think, of this whole like
Summer
trope. This is
lovin'.
it. If we were to put it on a pedestal for me, this is like the long lost childhood love at the lake situation. This is the final version.
I can't remember what my other rating was. I think it was really high, but this was a 5 out of 5. Again, there were little aspects of the other one that I liked, but I think I rated that a 5 out of 5. So it couldn't get, for me, it couldn't get better. So 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5 for me. How would you write for spice? How would you rate for spice?
Was some parts
A
spicy,
teeny
so
bit spicy,
yeah,
yeah.
I'll say a 3.
Okay, I will go 2. It wasn't spicy enough. The romance. How would you rate the romance?
Yeah, so that annoyed me a little bit. I actually liked the romance a little bit more with Charlie than with Anna. I thought this whole time I was like, get to it, let's go, let's go. And I kind of predicted this whole time that it was going to be the brother thing, so I'm going to
But there
go
was
with like a,
so many flirty vibes with
yeah,
Charlie.
so we knew from the beginning. So I'm going to say 2.5 because I was just kind of annoyed with
I
Sam
think
and
that the
Carter.
I think it was 4. I thought again this was more realistic. You know, best friends are more likely to like want to maintain their friendship over like jumping into, especially if they're like, I don't know. I feel like I would end up in the situation of like unrequited love on both sides just
Yeah,
because
but
I was like a timid teenager and I wouldn't have put myself out there. I don't
what
know.
was so romantic when they were like swimming and on the boat and
I
working,
just like their
making
relate. Yeah,
pierogies?
I like their relationship. They were just like
Was
always
like a
with each other.
friendship, but that was like a friendship.
Yes, and then the Roman, I mean, when they went and they kissed and then they like did the anatomy book and then like and then they you know, I just liked it. I thought this was more realistic, like I said. I don't
It's
know. And then
realistic,
I
but
liked the romance at the end when they were like, especially like when he saw her, like at when they saw each other for the first time at the tavern or whatever, and
yeah.
she comes in the back and he's like washing dishes, and it's like there was so much tension, and it was I thought it was really hot. And I also liked I liked that they added Taylor, the new girlfriend or his girlfriend, and how like that whole thing played out. I thought that was like a nice little added tension to make it
I'm glad
ratchet
you
the
brought
stakes
that
up a little
up.
bit.
I'm glad you brought that up because I would have loved a little blurb about that actual like fight conversation, whatever it was between like them breaking up and stuff and what
I'm glad they
she
didn't.
said.
I didn't want to know that much about Taylor. I
Oh,
want Taylor
see,
to be out. I wanted her to just be
I
like a little idea that just got flicked away,
floating away.
floating away into the ether. We don't need you anymore, Taylor. Take your fitted pantsuit and head yourself out
See,
the
that's why I'm saying, like, I think that's where I was missing the romance. Like, I would have loved to hear what Sam had to say to her about like his childhood love or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's I don't think it needed to be verbal. I just felt like they had a connection. It was a spicy one, and of course, like best friendship. I mean, I'm married to my best friend, and I guess you are too, right? So it's like this is that's just what I feel like that's romantic more than like the flowery poem, whatever. That's how I feel. They
See
had
that?
they had sexual tension and attraction, and they were best friends. I mean, what else is there? I don't need poems. Just
A poem. It's just something that I wanted to, just like a blurb, like what the conversation is, what he said to Taylor that would make it
I didn't want to hear anything
romantic.
more about Taylor. I was like, get the hell out of here, Taylor. What are you doing here? Move out. All right. So, how would you rate this overall?
I don't remember the other rating, but I'll say like a 4.5.
Okay. I'm rating this one a 5 for me. I think this is probably going to be our best book. I'm probably going to rate this one the best out of all of our fluffy romances.
This year.
I think so. Yeah, for this year.
Yeah, I think we've
I
read
think
some
this
really
was like
bad
kind
ones.
of, yeah, we have. And I'm reading on my own too. It's not just like what we're reading for the podcast. I've read like I'm now up to like 28 books this year. So this is by far my favorite fluff, hands down. I think like I said, it was like they took all of the criticisms that I felt like I had for Love and Other Words and Carly fixed them. And now I have it's the perfect book. So it's the perfect book for fluff romance.
Until
And I would
I read the
recommend this
next
one.
one.
What was that?
I said, until I write the next
Until,
one.
yeah, exactly. Well, no, I'm not, see, I'm not a writer. I'm just a critic, right?
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I'll agree with you. I don't remember what the other reading was, but these were the two highest fluffs for this year.
Yeah, I think so. And hopefully, I mean, I would love to have another 5-star book this year, but I don't see that happening. I don't even think we had a 5-star fluff book last year. I think they were all just like high fours. Even like the Abby Jimenez ones and the Emily Henrys, which I always love. Like I love her style of their style of writing. I just feel like they always have more plot issues, like little holes or little like idiosyncrasies in their story that usually detract. And then I feel like in this book we got it all right.
What
So
did you rate Nora?
I don't know why you're so stuck. I think because you gave it a
I
zero and I did not give it a zero. Like we had differing, but I think I gave it a four at the top, 4.0. Yes, you always think that I gave that a five. I
I
did not.
do.
I did not. And I've told you this like 18 times. I keep telling you, I did not give that a 5-star book. I gave that higher than you, and it's stuck in your brain that I gave it 5 stars. I did not. I gave it a four, I think, because I enjoyed it. But I also agreed with you that it was completely unrealistic. So this book, very realistic, I felt like, and I enjoyed this one very much. 5 stars. Thank you, Carly Fortune, for taking the initial story and p polishing it into something that was the right story.
Tailored for you.
Tailored, I mean,
No,
for everybody. I don't think it was just for me. It wasn't like so
it was
specific.
no, but you like the same issues that you had in this one, she
Yeah,
fixed,
she
right?
fixed all the
Which,
issues, but I think that those weren't just like issues for me. I think those were just like issues with that last book. You know, I felt like it was just not a realistic version of what could have been, and then this one was. Like she spun it into the right thing.
I feel like in the last book, I did, tears did not fall, but they welled up in the last book, and I
Well,
did
there
not
was like death
understand.
in the last one, and I guess Sue did die in this one, but it wasn't like that wasn't.
The
We were
main
like
thing.
looking back at it rather than it like happening to her. So, but no, I think I just had like a lot of feeling for them, the relationship that the two of them had. So that was where that was coming from. Not like that it was necessarily a super sad book. It was just like I just am an emotional reader. And so anyway, I enjoyed this one a lot. So, let's talk about our next book.
All right, so the next book is a thriller. It's called Listen for the Lie by Amy Tintera. It just came out this year, so it has really high ratings. I've heard a lot about it from other people that have already read it, and they rated it really great. So I'm hoping
Okay.
that this is another thriller that is high, like the other one.
Okay. All right. Let's hope for the best.
Yes.
Maybe all the books that we like have the word lie in it.
Maybe.
First lie wins. What's
Yeah.
this one?
First, listen for the lie.
Listen
And
for the
maybe
lie.
all the books that we like have some type of summer
Some
romance
type of summer
in them.
romance with a lake, water.
And a friend.
And a friend. But the thing is, I like an enemies to romance lovers better, but you know, this was fine.
Yeah.
This was fine.
It's cute.
Yes, exactly. And you know what this book did not have that the other one had? Sexual assault. Remember the other one where
That
that
was my
girl
issue
sexually
with the other
assaulted?
one.
Yes, exactly. This one did not have that. We did not have to have a sexual assault, so it really did save this one.
You know, my dad, I showed you a picture of the summer books my
Yes.
dad has,
Yes. Oh
and a
my
lot of
God.
them are like summer romance. It's so
Yes, your
embarrassing for
dad is
me
a
to say that.
romance
So
reader.
let me
That's the
see
best
if
thing
any
ever.
of those books are really, really good, and maybe we'll read another one for our
Then he can listen in. Maybe he can
book
be our
club.
podcast
That's
guest.
even more cringy than ever. Okay, well, we'll table that discussion.
Ask him about the spice levels. Nitin,
No,
what do
no.
you think
Hell
about the
no.
spice? How would you rate
The romance.
it?
No.
All right, so I think that's it for us. Thank you for listening, everybody, and happy reading.
Happy reading. Bye.